Hi, I'm Ian Fanning. I'm from Tasmanian Seafoods, and we're down here today at the new marine facility at Stewart Park. Tasmanian Seafoods sort of pretty much has been in Darwin now for over 25 years. And up in Darwin, since we've been here, there's never really been a facility for boats between that 50 and 150 ton mark. You've got Pearl Marine that handle all the bigger stuff and Spot On Marine, which will do up to 50 tonnes. But there's never been anything in town. So our focus with this yard has always been for the pretty much the fishing industry and the lighter commercial vessels. So Alan bought the block in 2013. We reclaimed about 14,000 square metres, built a new seawall and put in a shiplift facility. The actual runway is capable of handling 250 tonne, but our current machine is a 150 tonne. So we've got a full washdown facility that can recycle all the washdown water. So yeah, we're basically set up. We've got three boiler makers on site, electricians.
Yeah, give us a sense of what sort of jobs we'll see done on this facility.
All right, so a lot of the boats up here, because there hasn't been a facility, have probably stretched there or had extensions on surveys. So from the time we lift out, we're able to do full surveys on all vessels to the new AMSA, under the new AMSA guidelines. Shaft machining, boiler making, electrical work. We've got a full blast and paint facility with two blasters and painters working. There's not very much that you'll need to get done on the boats that we won't be able to do in the facility. And we've also got standing arrangements with preferred suppliers that we outsource from in Darwin as well.
And so boats come along to the facility, lifted out of the water, and that's when all the work can be done on this monstrous concrete slab.
Yep, it's not concrete, it's stabilised cement.
Uh-huh.
Which obviously, because it's a reclaimed area, we're expecting a little bit of settlement over the next few years. So we've used a stabilised surface, and we do use a polymer for dust, which is not a problem with this wet season at the moment. But yeah, we're very happy with the surface at the moment, but we will eventually get it concreted. But until we get all the settlement, we're happy the settlement stopped. We'll be maintaining the yard we got at the moment.
How many boats could be serviced at one time at this facility?
We've sort of worked it out. We can get about 15 to 18 boats, depending on the size. With our machine, it takes 14 metres, so it doesn't matter whether it's a small tinny or a bigger boat, we've still got to use that 14 metre footprint. But yeah, we think we'll get between 15 to 18 boats in the yard at one time, plus the blast shed.
And is it mostly for the fishing industry?
Look, we're here to service boats of that size, but the fishing industry really does need this facility. It's been something that's been lacking in this town. We've obviously had to make do for many years up here. And now with the new AMSA requirements for survey, now that we've got the AMSA's taken over federally all the surveying of vessels, it's a lot more stringent than it was. And I think, yeah, our concentration is on the local boats. We've had a lot of interest from charter boat operators up in Indonesia. The NT government had a booth at the boat show in the Gold Coast last year, and within about 4 weeks of that I would have had about 9 calls from operators in Indonesia that are looking at the facility here. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that that'll come off, but yeah, we're mainly here and our priority is with the fishing industry. Yep.
And it's early days for the facility, but so far, how is it all going?
It's good. We seem to be keeping very busy, and we have runs on it, but we've got an awful lot of our own work that we're doing as well in the yard at the moment, so that's taking up a lot of our time. But we had a run on after Christmas, a run before Christmas. We've already done a couple of white boats here, so yeah, we're keeping pretty busy at the moment.
Well, there's some boats being serviced here right now. I'm off to go and catch up with Normie, a mackerel fisherman. Thanks so much for your time in the country here today.
No worries. All right.
Hello there. My name's Norm Hedditch. My company is Taruna Proprietary Limited, and I have two fishing vessels in the Spanish mackerel fishery working out of Darwin here. We have some periodic maintenance to do on our boats. We're here in this marine facility in Darwin here doing a shaft survey, hole survey and annual survey all in one hit. So we're just completing the job right now, and we have the travel lift coming in to lift up the vessel and put it back in the water. Once that's completed, we'll go back into the duck pond and finish off whatever needs to be finished off so this vessel can go fishing maybe by Friday evening.
Rightio. And this is the Rat Patrol in front of us.
Yes, that's right. I bought this vessel in 2012, and it's been a very good vessel to me as far as reliable, seaworthy, and catches fish.
Yeah. This facility that we're standing on and where all this work is taking place is a fairly new facility. What's it meant to your business?
I just find it very convenient because if you look just across there, you can see where the duck pond is. That's where we park our boats. So to come out of the duck pond and come onto this facility here and get put on the hard is only like 2 hours work, which just makes it convenient. Then the other convenience of the yard is it's centrally located. We've got two chandlery joints, one ship stores just down the road here, the other one nautical supplies just down the road here, so it makes it very convenient when you need that precise nut or bolt. You can just go and get it and be
it's
back.
It's very centralised.
Yeah, you can be back here in 5 minutes and get the job done.
Prior to this facility, where were you going to get this type of work done?
All right, there is another travel lift in Darwin, which is right over at East Point. Yeah, quite a good facility, but out of the road. You know, for me to go and drive from there to Berrima to pick up a tin of paint and come back, probably take me about an hour, you know. So this is just a lot more convenient and getting work done quickly.
Look at this huge machine coming into park up right next to your boat. What's your best description of this bit of gear, this big blue machine?
Yeah, this is what they call a travel lift. I'd hate to try and buy one. You'd probably be talking the millions of dollars. But if you just look on the side there, it's got 150T on it, which means that this is capable of lifting a vessel of 150 ton. Okay. Today my boat here, the Rat Patrol, that they're going to lift, we come in at about 17 tonnes, so it'll do it really easy.
Having said that, are there any nervous moments as your vessel is lifted and put back into the ocean?
No, these guys are very professional, and they know what they're doing, so I have total confidence that they'll get the job done right.
I presume you might have to do something while all this is going on, so I'll let you be, Normie. Thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thank you.